go kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo. The opinions expressed on Art Star Seed Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. In the town. You love when
this
I
is not
out.
Necessarily the song we meant to play.
Nope.
Just okay. Like our opinions are not necessarily those of Radio Free Brooklyn. One day let's have her on when she can speak.
When she's 18.
Yeah, when she can drink.
You gotta be 21 to drink.
Yeah, when she can drink. I'm saying when she's 21, like me. When she and I are the same age, let's have her on.
Too much.
My shirt hurts too much.
Too much pregnant ginger ale.
So much pregnant ginger ale.
Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, nobody.
Not a single person.
Every now and then we gotta do just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Yeah. Jamie is in the building. Jamie
Arroyo. Yes, he is.
And welcome to our house.
So your ginger ale was pregnant.
Yeah.
I gotta hear about this. Gotta hear more about this.
Yeah, so for Satanic Bingo, which is tomorrow. We were going through some prize stuff, and I don't know if I should say what it is yet. Or maybe I should.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
Is that giving away the surprise? Like, will it help people come to the next one, or is it going to ruin the surprise for people listening or coming to this one tomorrow? All right, it's tomorrow. It's Sunday. At it starts at 7, the Mother's Day at Bazaar, Bushwick Bazaar. And we were doing different prizes. So, like, prizes, you know, for your mom. Prizes your mom would love, like, that would make her happy. And then, like, technology your mother can't use. So those are the three rounds of prizes. And in one of the rounds, one of the prizes, you know, how to make your mother happy, or things that will make your mother happy, was a pregnancy test, a dollar store pregnancy test that we were going to fake a pregnancy. But then I was like, I think instead of just drawing on the lines, we should pour, like, water on it just to get it, you know, wet and have the lines come up kind of naturally. And he's like, I don't think that'll work. And I'm like, okay, I'll use ginger ale because water's flat or whatever. So I put ginger ale in, and one of the lines came up immediately, but it wasn't the invalid line. It was the negative line, which I guess always comes up first.
Okay.
Then a little while later, we look at it because we're about to, like, draw on the other line. And he notices that the other line is kind of there.
Now, am I correct with pregnancy tests? You can get a false negative, but you can't get a false positive.
That's the rumor, yeah.
That's what I hear tell.
Yeah.
So your ginger ale is definitely pregnant.
Yeah. And I drank it.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
I drank it.
Like,
I finished
You won't eat something from a... If I came in with a bag of potato chips and it was already open.
No.
Wouldn't touch
no.
it. Mm. But this questionable ginger ale.
This pregnant ginger ale.
You drank it.
Yeah. I drank pregnant ginger ale. But it was, I felt like it was sanitary from a factory. It was, maybe all ginger ale is pregnant. Maybe that's what the bubbles are.
Well, we're going to have to do some more research.
Yeah. We're going to have to look into this. And maybe vegans are going to have to stop drinking ginger ale.
We're going to have to follow up.
Yeah. We're going to follow up on this.
That's what we do.
I will. I'll try seltzer. I'll try ginger ale. I'll try Coke. I'll try Pepsi. And then I'll try plants. I'm going to get real scientific.
How are you going to try plants?
I have ways. I think soil or...
Aloe?
Yeah, aloe. Oh my God, I'll start with aloe. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
A Venus flytrap.
You mentioned Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Getting your mom anything?
She's in Greece. I don't know how to get her something. How do you get her something? I should get my grandmother.
What did you get her last year?
I don't get her things for Mother's Day.
I know, that's what I figured.
What?
As soon as you said she's in Greece, I'm like, you just don't get her things for Mother's Day.
No, like, she's not into Mother's Day. My mother's not been a Mother's Day mother her whole life.
All right.
I mean, maybe when she was a kid, but I don't. I mean, when I was a kid, she was a kid.
I got a picture of Allie put mm-hmm. on a t-shirt.
Aww.
And my mother likes to go, I love you, Allie. You're such a pally. So I put that, I love you, Allie, on the top.
Oh, my God.
You're such a pally on the bottom.
For tomorrow?
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
You know, I did Mother's Day right. And my girlfriend reminded me that I had sent her a card from Allie mm-hmm. on Mother's Day. This is early on when we were going out. And she's like, oh, that's so cute. He did the sloppy handwriting to make it look like a cat did it.
No, you didn't. Have you never written anything?
Now she does. Well, if I did, I would be like super careful. But this time I just did my regular handwriting. I don't know if I was in a hurry or what it was. But
well, I think you're committing to the cat bit.
What's that?
I thought you were committing to the cat bit.
Oh, I'm not committing to anything. I'm committed to her.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? My birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
May 16th. Yeah. We'll be 53 years old.
Wow.
53 years old.
So we've been doing stuff for 3 years? Is that how it works? Were you 50 or 52? Like, how old have you been since I've known you?
How old have I been since?
Yeah, like, I remember you doing the joke about being literally older than dirt.
Uh-huh.
Right? And isn't that 50?
No, Earth Day is like 1 year younger than me. So Earth Day
always
was,
do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't give
that's
me
a
like
a running joke.
It wouldn't be like a 50.
Thing. Older than the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Older than dirt.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. There was some. I feel like I've known you since you were 80.
Well, when we were doing Radical Vaudeville,
yeah,
I was still under 50.
No.
Yeah.
When I was doing it, or when
when we were doing it.
Really?
Yeah, that was over 3 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Time.
Mm-hmm. You were a teenager.
As a baby. Was it really? Like, is that how time is working now? Is it just going to move faster and faster every day?
Yeah, something like that. Mom won $170 in the Kentucky Derby.
What?
Yes, she did.
What?
Yes, she did. She's good at picking horses.
Really?
Mm-hmm, really.
Wow. Who would name the horses?
Justify won.
What?
Justify. Justify was the name of the horse.
WON, not Justify won. I'm like, that's a weird name for a horse. But Justify.
Justify.
Was the winner. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. She watches all this stuff, like, you know, the race is at 6:30. The coverage starts at 2:30. She watches it very carefully.
This is her Oscars party.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. She loves it. She loves it. And she's really good at picking horses.
Oh, my God.
And 1 year.
Did she pick American Pharoah?
I'm sure she did.
That's huge. You would know. Go on. 1 year, you're saying?
1 year, she bet on a horse that was called BBB, only because her maiden initials, Bonnie Beverly Boilow.
And that
won. It was a super long shot. It won. She won $300 on that one.
When?
Many years ago.
Yeah, because I feel like $300 was a lot when that happened.
Yes, it was a lot.
Yeah.
$300 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but it was more then.
Yeah. And it was like a $2 bet.
Because a long shot would have, like, isn't a long, like, if you were to do a long shot right now, wouldn't you make, like, more than $300? You would make, like, at least $1,000?
Yeah, you make a good chunk of change.
Yeah, like in more digits. Like it's more than 3-4 digits.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
That I don't know. I don't know the gambling, but I feel like you would make more than 300 now if you bet the long shot and won.
Yeah, and we don't have OTB, so Nancy bet for her because Nancy gets into these office pools and pools at like Monty's restaurant.
Oh, people, so wait, like this isn't like official. It's just people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. How do you officially bet? Isn't there places where people officially bet?
At the track.
That's it?
I think so.
You go to the track?
I think so.
And OTB used to not have to go to the track?
Correct.
And then they made it illegal because they didn't like people betting on horses?
I don't know. It's you know, I mean, we have scratch-offs. We have all kinds of gambling.
And they didn't stop the horses thing.
Hmm?
You just, like, they didn't stop racing horses. It's not like it's about the animal cruelty.
No.
It's not like they stopped doing it. They still do it. You just have to go to there to bet on it.
I think it had something to do with they felt that the OTB centers were
attracting a certain culture.
Yes. promoted criminal activity to have those. But it was just like old guys smoking cigars, ripping up their tickets where they lost.
Aww, that's funny. Aww, little grumps. Little grumpy grumps watching horses on the TV. Was there a TV store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And are there races all the time? Like, weren't they like 24 hours?
Not 24 hours, but there was, yeah. There
wasn't an OTB open 24 hours, or do I just think of it because of how seedy all the people looked?
It could be. It could be. I don't know.
I went trick-or-treating in a porn shop once.
I have to hear this.
You don't even want to know how that's related. There used to be an OTB.
Everything about that.
There used to be an OTB in my town on whatever corner. I don't know what it became. Probably like an English as a second language school or tutoring, I think, something like that. And and like on the same block there was a porn store, and my friend and I were obsessed with
porn.
No, 24 hour establishments.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were up really late and we didn't do drugs.
How old were you
with this friend?
Mm-hmm. When you went trick-or-treating at the porn shop?
Old, like, okay. Old enough to be in a porn shop and not get kicked out.
Okay.
I don't know how old, but this is a friend that I had since like high school,
mm-hmm.
actually middle school, but I was mean to her and she was afraid of me.
Okay.
And then eventually we became friends, but she didn't want to give me her phone number because she thought I was kidding and that I was going to like try and ruin her life. So we became obsessed with like 24 hour establishments because we would like hang out really late and not do drugs. So like, what are you going to do? You need to go somewhere and not to a bar because we didn't drink. Well, I think she did, but she wasn't good at it. So I wouldn't go drinking with her.
She wasn't good at drinking.
She was really bad at it.
I was very bad at it on Wednesday.
So,
I got really, really drunk Wednesday.
So what makes it bad? Because you're always bad. What makes you know that it's bad?
Well, see, I usually pace myself somewhat and I eat, you know, so that I don't get as drunk as early as I was on Wednesday. My sister Nancy came over, brought some leftover chicken. And she's like, and I was talking to my girlfriend.
I'm giving up on you.
I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, I'm going to be in trouble. Nancy's going to get mad at me.
What?
Because, you know, I have to be responsible. You know, if something happens to mom.
Were you with Nancy?
No, she came over. She was coming over.
Oh.
And I call up my girlfriend. I'm like, I'm going to get in trouble.
And you're drunk because you were drunk. Okay.
Yeah. And
what time?
It's like 9.
Oh, 2 hours into drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I started at 7, as you know.
I know. You're 2 hours into drinking.
2 hours into drinking, and I'm drunk. She's like, are you
drunk? And
that's
an hour of hard drinking. The first hour, you were just teasing yourself.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, so you didn't even know she was coming. This was a surprise.
Oh, if I knew she was coming, I wouldn't have gotten drunk that early. No way.
Yeah. All right. Go on.
Can't be drunk in front of Nancy when I'm responsible for our mom.
Wow.
She didn't get all that mad. She was just asking, are you drunk? And I'm like, I'm a little drunky. I even said drunky. Yeah. I'm a little drunky.
Yeah. Did she laugh?
She was a little bit upset. Steven was kind of on my side. He was like, you know, it's all right. He's had a hard week, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't, I mean, if I had to, I could have called 911. I could still use my hands. Apparently that changed at some point in the evening.
Oh, to when you couldn't use your hands?
The next morning, I woke up. I had discovered that I tried to take the garbage out. But it just was on the floor in the kitchen.
What? Like,
I dropped it.
You sure the cat didn't do it?
No, there's no way.
Could it have been Altoid's guy?
What?
Altoid's guy is the guy that breaks into my house and leaves weird shit.
No.
Green things.
What are you talking about?
Altoid's guy.
No.
There's a guy
doesn't
that
exist.
Broke into my house.
No.
And put Altoids in my kitchen.
Nope. Nope.
How did they get there?
Maybe you sleepwalk too.
No, I don't buy Altoids. Not green ones.
Hmm.
I can't buy Altoids. They're not vegetarian. My roommate that I used to have was vegan. He's not buying Altoids. And I wouldn't put mint in my like savory cabinet. With like my beans and pastas.
I don't even remember. Oh, the porn star. I mean, porn star. Porn shop.
So My friend and I just would do weird shit. Like, we would dare ourselves to just do weird shit. Like, you know, in 24-hour places, like, okay, Dunkin' Donuts is open. Let's go in and have a fight and then be like, settle this fight. How do you get the jelly inside the donut? Like, just to entertain ourselves. Or like another time, we went to a place that wasn't open that was supposed to be 24 hours and they were closed because they were restocking. And this guy,
not fair.
We just kept knocking and they're like, what do you want? We're closed. And we just kept knocking and we couldn't hear them through the glass, but we also didn't care. And he's like, we're closed. Like, just like really like trying, like screaming, but also slow motion, like trying to tell us that he's closed. He's like, could you please just tell me what you want? And we're like, we're acting like we can't hear him, but we can hear him. So he's getting loud. I guess I should have mentioned that. Like, that was an element. We could hear him. We pretended we couldn't hear him. We were fucking assholes. And then eventually opened the door, which I'm sure he's not supposed to do because he's supposed to be doing his job, which he was doing before we got there and ruined his night. And then he comes to the door and he's like, what do you need so badly? You keep knocking on this window. And then I, in a panic, didn't know what to say. And I said the wrong thing. What was the right thing in that situation?
I don't know.
Like condoms, maxi pads, yeast treatment.
Yeah, something like you might need right away.
Yeah, something also disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like hilariously okay. Disgusting. I said chocolate. Chocolate. Yeah, like what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah. And he's just like closed the door like, I hate you. Like the answer made him angry.
Yeah.
That's why I know I should have gone with one of those others.
But trick or treating at the porn shop.
So my friend and I, part of our 24-hour thing is to like, all right, let's see if we can do it. So it's fucking Halloween. I don't even think we had... Okay, one time we went into the porn shop with grapes in our shirt to look like we had many nipples.
Okay.
Just to see if they would notice. So I don't know if that was Halloween that we were like, that's our Halloween costume, these grapes in our nipples. Or if that was just another time that we went there. But we went in, we trick-or-treated, and then they gave me a can. Do you know Christy Canyon?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, I don't. But apparently Christy Canyon has a love doll that came in like a popcorn tin can.
Okay.
And they gave me the can.
The empty can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of amazing. Like, yeah, that's a great garbage.
Yeah.
And then they also gave me Gangland 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hate that I know what that is.
I know.
Christy Canyon has her name because she has a huge vagina.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh my God. That was not depicted on the... on the thing. She's got a hairy vagina on the thing, so she looks like she's from the 80s, maybe. When is she from?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, because the hair is big. Man, I didn't know her, and then like this one guy that I knew her, and he like loved vintage porn. The fuck was that?
That was Jamie.
Oh, he's here the whole time?
Yeah.
Hi, Jamie.
I went to get Rush the other day.
That's Poppers, right?
Poppers, yeah.
Not the band's compact discs or albums.
And some guy that was in the store goes, Rush? What's Rush? Now, I wanted to tell him what it's really for, mm-hmm. but if you say what it's really for and you're in the shop, they can't sell it to you.
Right.
So I said, it's a room deodorizer.
Is it?
That's what they market it as.
Really?
Yes. It is not a room deodorizer at all. It would not function that way.
Are you kidding?
Much. No, I'm not.
That's what they've decided to... What else do you label it as?
Yeah, that's what they decided.
What would you label it as?
I don't know.
Like, other than this thing you smell...
Inhaling to open your ass.
Dropped out. So, ass dropper?
So I'm going home. I'm thinking, oh, God, I hope this guy doesn't have a stinky room.
Oh, what?
Like if he bought it as a room deodorizer.
Oh, like if you somehow...
Yeah, if he's like, I think I could use a little room deodorizing.
Well, I didn't know what Rush was before today, but now I must buy it because it's exactly what I need.
And he
goes, forget that. He just goes to the store.
Smells
he's like, can I see that Rush? Yeah, I want to see if it's proper for my room. Whoa, my ass just dropped in the store. And he's like, hey, you want to go in one of those booths and fuck?
I might have fucked someone up, but what could I do?
You may have made his life better.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe he's like, I've been looking for something to make my ass drop.
Could be. I've been having nightmares, and I know you do some dream interpretation.
Uh-huh.
You're yawning.
Yeah.
You're yawning at during the show.
Shut up.
Wow. I got to pick up the pace.
No.
I got to do something different.
No.
Damn. Yawning again. Just big, obvious yawn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I leaned into it.
So I've been having nightmares that it's moving day.
Oh my God.
I have to get the fuck out of where I live. I have packed almost nothing, made no arrangements, have no vehicle, and some other times I've packed most of my stuff, but then I discover that really important personal shit, like a stack of DVDs of my performances and like all kind of, and personal items, things that I've written, and there's lots and lots of it, and I forgot to pack it, and I have to like abandon it, like this important shit.
Are you messing with me?
No,
this is my life right now.
Oh Jesus,
that's what you're dreaming about, right? Like that's my fear right now with the fucking landlord. Like that's why I didn't even want to unpack to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like I finally unpacked the cameras, my vintage cameras. Like I have a collection of vintage cameras. They were a box in my living room, and I'm like, okay, I don't need them to be in a box. I'm gonna take them out and display them on the top rack where they're supposed to go, so that's not, so it doesn't look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like my fear was that I was gonna open this box, and the moment I open this box to like put these cameras away, that's when I'm gonna be like moving, which is why I didn't do it. Why I haven't moved in, because I've like whatever. So. It's interesting that you're having this dream. Did you start it after I told you about the eviction thing?
No.
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's been ongoing for a while.
Okay. I mean, it's normal. This is a normal thing.
Okay.
I mean, I had this dream all the time when we moved out of Great Neck. And it's like just wanting to know that you are on top of things. I think also like there's uncertainty with your family that it's affected by.
There has been more than one occasion when that has actually happened with me.
What?
Where it was moving day and I wasn't prepared.
In real life?
Yes.
How?
But I never had to abandon shit. When I lived on Thompson Street, I just hadn't gotten my shit done. But not nearly enough. And I was renting for my sister. She had sold the place to someone else. And after the movers were there, there were still 2 weeks to get the rest of my stuff out. So when the movers got there, you know, and I was telling Nancy, I'm not ready. I need some help. I need some time. And she's like, you got it. Don't worry. And I'm like, I don't. And so when they got there, I had to move like all the really heavy stuff. And then Nancy, you know, she came over and she was pissed because there was still tons of stuff. And I said, Nancy, I told you I wasn't ready. I needed some help. But I got everything, you know, I just spent the next 2 weeks getting rid of shit and bringing the stuff over that I did want and need. And so I did get everything out of there on time, but barely, barely.
Well, you did it.
Barely.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to move. I don't like moving.
I know.
It's the worst. That's why I want to get good at real estate, buy something eventually and not have to move ever.
Got some things we got to read here.
Oh, so many things.
Do you read these things on air?
We're labeling today's episode Read On Air.
What's that?
Today's episode is officially called Read On Air.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose
mission... I'm going to go order food while you do this. It'll is to provide probably be here by the time you're done.
To our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please support independent radio media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donut. Donate. And you know what? It still works. rfb.nyc/donut. Ass.
It does work?
Yeah. I went there. Tom said, you know, that doesn't work. But yeah, if you want to support this show.
What? How do you know that that's not just something that's taking all of our donations and putting in an offshore account?
I don't know.
Imagine.
But if you want to support this show, you can go to rfb.nyc/S. Did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and an Android app? You no longer need to be chained to your computer to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play. You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And the Android app is at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. Get all of these done right now. Night of Dreams. Do you like local talent? Do you like theater, music, and radio? And Radio Free Brooklyn. What if I told you there was a show coming up that combined all four? It's absolutely true. Come out to the Footlight Bar at 7 p.m. on Monday, May 28th for Night of Dreams, a cabaret show where young Broadway and off-Broadway performers will take the stage to perform various songs from their personal dream roles. Broadway caliber talent, performing songs they love and have always longed to sing in an intimate setting. Tickets are only $5 and will be available at the door. That's a steal.
A steal.
Don't miss out on what is sure to be an awesome night. The Footlight is located at 465 Seneca Avenue, Ridgewood, New York, 11385. What's Ridgewood?
It's not Brooklyn, but it's like Brooklyn. It's Queens. But it's pretty much Brooklyn.
It's at the Footlight Bar Monday, May 28th at 7 p.m. Only $5 for tickets. Don't miss out.
It's like, why would you want to be Queens when you could be Brooklyn?
Right?
Yeah.
What are some of the links I sent you? Let's pick something to... All right. Something fun that's going
Real
on
quick,
in the world.
Though, if you could be the Bronx or Queens, what would you rather be?
Bronx.
If you could be the Bronx or Brooklyn, what would you rather be?
Brooklyn.
If you could be Brooklyn or Manhattan, what would you rather be?
Manhattan.
Right? What about Staten Island or
Ooh.
Anything?
Ooh. Ew.
Just, what about Staten Island or New Jersey?
Ew.
Staten Island or New Jersey?
Jersey.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's that bad.
I don't have an answer.
There are parts of Jersey. Hoboken is pretty hip.
No. Yeah, I don't have an answer. But my answer is there is no answer. I don't have an answer. This woman is disgusting. I would not have my face showing if the cockroach crawled into my ear.
All right. So we don't have to read that one.
Unless
you want to.
A woman busted for calling. I mean, these are two Florida women.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
One Florida women. Is a cockroach crawled into a Florida woman's ear. It took 9 days to get it out.
9 days.
The fuck does that mean? How? How does it take 9 days?
The EMTs, the emergency room where she went, they thought they got it all, but they didn't. And she's like, I still feel shit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a really gross article. It'll make you go,
I don't want to read it.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I kind of want to know because it's making my skin crawl. I don't like it.
Read it.
And also, a Florida woman got busted for calling 911 to get beer. Is there
a beer.
Audio of that?
No. That's so, what I was hoping.
It's just the story.
All right. We're going to go with the roach in the ear.
Oh, only because you want to watch me not like this. God, there's a picture of it. Okay. God damn. Oh. Oh, fuck. My ears are itchy. I can't even do it. I want to take these off. Okay, I'm back. Ew, I can't even with her name. It's gross. Okay. I can't. This is so disgusting. What is wrong with me? I don't even know where to start.
Hey, I scour all week for weird fucking stories.
Is this what you wanted? Okay. Gross. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. No, shut up. And that's not going to work. Now you need the ice cube with the bug in it. You should have had it strategically for this. For those of you at home, he just tried to do the crawl up my legs. Oh my God, my neck is itchy. Oh God. Oh, this is why I thought I had bed bugs. Do you see what I'm doing to myself? Okay. Kate, I can't even. Oh my God, I'm a fucking broken record right now. Katie Holly was jolted awake by a cold thing. Ew. What the fuck? Okay. What she had initially thought was a small piece of ice. Ew. Oh, that somehow slid down her left ear. How the fuck are you in bed and then ice slips down your ear? What life are you living in a situation where you're like, you know, that's what that was. There's no other explanation. Must have been a tiny piece of ice that slipped into my ear while I was asleep. You know, like it does from time to time. Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever lived a life where you were close enough to tiny pieces of ice while sleeping?
I don't know, but you're not yawning.
God, this is payback for that. How dare you? Ew. Still disoriented, she rushed to the bathroom, grabbed a cotton swab, and slowly stuck.
Total fake yawn.
So real. And slowly stuck it inside. Real. It's, oh God. She rushed to the bathroom, grabbed a cotton swab, and slowly stuck it inside her ear. And then Holly felt something move. Oh no, ew. And it was really like a rhythmic, it quotes, movement. Ah! Oh, stop it! No! Ew. She recalled as if whatever that thing was trying to burrow deeper, ew, into her ear canal. No. Oh, fucking hell. Ew, what you can't see at home is I have this weird habit of like creating fiction in my hands when I don't like things. I don't know what it is, but I have to do this. Facebook is watching all of my tics just unfold. I want to cry.
Well, that is a tic.
No! Ew! Stop it! Ew! There was a bug in a class and I had to stop the class. I mean, I wasn't teaching, I was in the class, but I had to stop paying attention. So I could go on the internet to find out what bug that was. And then I found out that it was from fucking Florida. The bug was from Florida. Anyway, she pulled out the cotton swab. Oh, God. Ew. Oh, God. And saw a small brown, dark pieces that looked like legs. Ew. I hate this story so much. Cockroaches. Ew. Oh, God. Have been a nuance in the Holly household since she and her husband Jordan bought their
nuisance.
Did I say nuance? Yeah, this is a nuance for the show. Oh God. Bought their home last year. She wrote in Self magazine this week. What? They thrive in warm and damp places, and that includes Florida, where the young couple live, and we're flying. Oh no. Stop it! No! Ooh, God, cockroaches.
I call those floaches.
They are floaches. Called palmetto bugs. They call them palmetto bugs to disguise what they are.
Fucking flying roaches.
If they called us palmetto bugs the whole time, I wouldn't have been as grossed out.
Palmetto bug.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a palmetto bug in my ear.
Flying roach.
No! Oh, fuck, stop it. No, ew, I don't like it. No, this is all real. Why are you doing this to me? Ew. Oh, my hands. Okay. A palmetto bug sounds like a spa treatment. Yes, everybody's had a little bit of palmetto bug in their ear for 9 days, and then you get the rest of the legs out. This doesn't creep me out as much as flying. I can't even. I'm trying to say it. Okay. Households in warm cities such as New Orleans, Houston, or Houston, and Atlanta report more problems with cockroaches than much of the country, more than here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like our worst thing. A few weeks earlier, an exterminator sprayed every room inside the couple's house in Melbourne, Florida, and Holly felt what turned out to be a very temporary sense of relief. That morning around 1:45 a.m. on April 14th, Jordan Holly rushed to the bathroom to help his panicking wife, grabbed a flashlight, and looked inside her ear. And there it was. Ah! Stop it! Fuck. Ew. Ah! I can't. I tried. I was doing so great. There was nothing gross for a spindly little stretch. Oh, God. Ew. Okay, wait. Small part. Oh, no. Oh, ew. Still visible. Oh, from the outside. Oh, God. Ew, as it stayed in there, lodged in the middle of the ear canal. Jordan Holly managed to pull out, oh, God, a couple legs. Stop it. Ew. Why? Using a pair of tweezers. Ew, but the intrepid bug had crawled too deep. Stop it. Ew. The young couple drove to the emergency room just a few miles away. A man sitting behind a desk near the hospital's entrance saw the look of panic in Katie Holly's face and asked whether she was in pain. A roach crawled into my ear while I was sleeping and it was stuck, she told him. She was given a wristband, like it's a rave, and taken to a room where she lay on her side on a gurney, whimpering. A nurse injected the bug. Ugh, ugh, what the fuck? Fuck. What? Ew. What the fuck? Ew. Ew. Oh, God. It's still alive. Oh, why? Oh, ew. Oh, God. No. No. I hate this. I'm crying.
Okay. Injected the bug.
That's so funny.
Not her.
No. Why? This, I won't stop leaking. Ew. With the anesthetic lidocaine to try to kill it. Ugh, God. Holly said she felt the roach move, twitching, and wriggling further into her ear as it tried to avoid death. No! Oh, God! No! Oh, fuck! 2 minutes later, it stopped moving. Ew! She felt it die! Oh, no. No. 2 minutes. It takes 2 fucking minutes to kill him of an overdose. No. Ugh. It took the doctor about 20 seconds to pull out the chunks of dead roach. Stop it. No. And Holly saw what she thought was the remains of a small insect. She left the hospital nearly 2 hours later with a prescription for antibiotics and eardrops, relieved that it was all over. She and her husband vowed to never let the experience happen again, stopping by a Walmart to buy earplugs. 9 days passed. No. But Holly's ears still didn't feel normal. It was still numb, she said, and she felt some discomfort every time she yawned. Oh, you did this on purpose! This is because you yawned. You wrote this. Her medicine drops also have stopped passing through her ear. Ooh, leading her to think that perhaps earwax had built up inside. This is like a horror fucking movie. This is worse than campfire fucking stories. Oh my God. She went to her physician for her regularly scheduled appointment and asked the doctor whether she could check her ear. The doctor and a physician assistant flushed her ear 4 times using an otoscope. They peeked inside, and there was another leg. Oh, ew! Fuck, how did they not get that? Ew, at the hospital, don't they have high-tech things? Ew, ew, ah. Ew, fucking legs. God, how many are in this story? Why are there so many fucking legs?
Oh, just wait.
No, there's more! Oh, I'm about to fucking lactate. I don't even know what this means.
Water bug.
No, stop it. Fuck you. I can't. Oh, this is terrible. I'm a glass of orange juice. Imagine if I was tripping. This would be the worst. Oh. Okay. Polly's doctor pulled out 6 pieces of the roach's remains. But feared there was still more left. How much fucking bug is there? How big are these? How big are these fucking bugs? Oh, why is there so much bug? Oh, God. Fuck. Okay. Holly said her physician arranged for her to see a doctor who specializes in treating the ears, nose, and throat later that day.
So she had to go see someone else.
Yeah, great. That's because we love going to more doctors. Oh, my God. As she went home and waited, Holly tried to remember how much of the roach was taken out of the emergency room more than a week ago. You know, fun memories. Did they find the head antenna? She wrote. I couldn't recall, but I could only hope that the ENT would only need to remove another teensy leg or two. The ENT doctor placed what looked like a microscope next to Holly's face. A few minutes later, she felt something bigger was getting extracted out of her ear canal. And then she saw it. No! No! What the fuck? No! Why? Oh, what the fuck? God damn it. No. Oh, no. 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 Oh, how fucking long is this? Oh, my God. This is terrible.
We've so far gotten at least 10 minutes of material out of this.
I don't know. Is this material?
Out of your pain. Yeah, your pain is material right now.
I thought you were like, this is really going long, because that's how I felt. I felt like this was really going long.
This is material.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. No. Ew. No. Oh, stop it. I'm looping. Okay. This is what happens when I think it's too much for me to process. I just go on a loop. Okay. The ENT doctor placed what looked like a microscope next to Holly's face. A few minutes later, she felt something. I tried to do it again so that it wouldn't affect me, but it did. It did. It's still gross. Something bigger was getting extracted out of her ear canal. And then she saw it. Not a teensy leg or two. Not the remains of a baby roach, but a head, a torso, limbs, and long antennae of what looked like a fully grown palmetto bug. Ew, what the fuck? How big are they? For 9 days, much of the dead roach sat in Holly's ear. I was furious. I was really disappointed with the ER. For not having seen that, for letting me believe it was all out. Holly, a 29-year-old sales and marketing manager, told the Washington Post on Saturday, they said this is something that happens often. I'm not fucking going to Florida. I'm not fucking going to Florida. What the fuck? I'm getting my mom fucking ear fucking plugs. That's what I'm getting her. My grandmother's in Florida.
Happy Mother's Day.
Fucking getting ear plugs. Don't wear them in your sleep. Don't fucking get a palmetto bug in your face. Oh, yuck. No. They said this is something that happens often. I was told there's no need to see anyone or a specialist. Don't worry, we do this all the time. Poorly. Holly declined to name the hospital. Great. Thanks for the fucking
help. Yeah, thanks for the heads
help,
up.
You fucking bitch. Oh, luckily for her, palmetto bugs generally don't bite. Generally
don't bite.
Fuck.
Generally.
No. No. Ew. And if they do, their bites aren't harmful. Tell that to the person who's got the fucking palmetto bug biting their ear holes. No. Okay. Where am I? This hurts. Oh. Holly said she didn't have any permanent damage. No mental scarring.
You have permanent damage.
I have permanent damage. How did this bitch live through it? Like, I'm okay now. Fuck you. I'm not okay. Cockroaches have been known to burrow into people's ears. That's such a terrible word.
Burrow.
It's so bad. You can't always get.
Hey, come on. No.
I feel like you've got one. I feel like you've got one on me.
I went to a kids' chorus. With my mother's twins. They were singing a chorus.
Your mother's twins.
Not my mother's. My sister's twins. They were singing in a chorus. See, you fucked me up by doing British children singing. And at one point they were singing the Rainbow Connection, and they gave out these light sticks, so that they could make a rainbow, but they had to turn the lights off. So it's children singing in the dark.
Yes, any British kids?
And I was like, if they start singing anything in a British accent, I am getting the fuck out of here fast. I have a fear of British children singing in the dark. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, really? We're going to keep going? I didn't win? Nope. I didn't deflect? Okay. Nope. Cockroaches have been known to burrow in people's ears. A South African hospital, for example, pulled two...
Wait.
No! Stop it! Shut up!
Go ahead.
No. Ugh, fuck. Pulled 24 critters out of people's ears over a period of 2 years. It's not so bad. There's like one a month. Not that bad. Not that good. Not that bad. According to a National Geographic article published last year. Oh. Oh. Roaches are searching for food everywhere. Entomologist Kobe Schall of North Carolina State University. Oh, no. Oh, God. Ew. Told National.
Before the show, in your headphones, I did a little. No, I'm
fuck
kidding.
You. You know I didn't want to put them on. I don't want to wear these headphones. I don't like it. I want to bring my own. Tom Tenney's not wrong. And earwax might be appealing to them. No. They like it. They like it. No. Ew. But still, as Holly said, it was still a roach in my ear. That was nice. That hurt. I need a cigarette.
Don Gorski.
Yeah.
Just broke his own record by eating 30,000 Big Macs.
Gross.
Let's hear his story.
I could totally have taken this guy down.
How?
When I ate meat.
Really?
How many did he do? 30,000?
No, just 30,000 Big Macs.
In what amount of time?
In his life.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah.
Really?
No, fuck that guy. I thought that was like a sitting.
Read his wiki.
I could take this guy. I could take him.
Read his wiki.
Yeah. David A. Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, born November 28, 1953, is an American world record holder and a Big Mac enthusiast. He is best known for having eaten 30,000 Big Mac hamburgers from the U.S. fast food chain McDonald's in his lifetime. And winning a place in the Guinness Book Records. He claims the Big Mac constitutes 90-95% of his total solid food intake and that his farts are pretty wicked. He is featured in the documentary...
And that his farts are pretty wicked?
I added that.
I knew you did.
I did.
You totally added that.
I thought I got away with it,
too. No, you didn't.
Nope. I would have if it wasn't for you meddling kids. All right. I lied.
All right, about the farts, everything else is true. All right, let's move on. Tell us about Dunn's son, and tell us about Satanic Bingo, because we only have 12 minutes left.
Because
we had a lot of time on that. Holy shit, wait.
Shut up, I'll fucking kill you.
Crawling up your leg.
No, I won't eat in this fucking studio. Someone got me chocolate before my show, and I couldn't have it.
Why?
I had to, because I won't eat in the studio because of bugs.
Dunn's son?
Oh, yeah. That's the show that I didn't eat chocolate in the studio during. Dunn's son is every single Saturday at 3 p.m. I usually show up late, so somebody hosts. Today, Madonna herself.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a coup.
Yeah. She hosted. She was taking her kid to parkour around here and just came in to host.
Nice.
Yeah, they didn't recognize her until halfway through the show.
Awesome.
I fainted.
Of course.
Yeah, I didn't even... I usually come in and finish the show, but I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. One time we were hosted, I was hosted by a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yes. A sandwich that sounded suspiciously like Nixon.
The one that almost brought down the station?
No, believe it or not. A completely different sandwich. Watergate level, not Beefgate.
I still can't believe that a half a roast beef sandwich almost ended Radio Free Brooklyn.
I can, because our mantra is that our lives are so not serious. Like, that is so not serious.
That's something that Lucille said when we were fucking and I had recorded it. Do you remember seeing that? She was, our lives are so not serious.
Yeah, I remember that being a quote from something.
Yep.
But I think we've also said it, because we, like, when we were smoking on the D train.
nice.
Yeah. Like we've definitely said it. Like you've definitely said it also. Not maybe you were quoting the porn that I either did or didn't know about
liberating
yet.
Liberating the D train like I once liberated the F train. You had to listen to the past episodes. Was that?
I want to listen to the F train story. I know.
I told you about that.
No.
No?
No.
I was coming back from it was like 2 a.m. It was after a badass Coney Island. I was on the F train with Amanda Whip. And
why does that sound so familiar?
Because I've told this story. Okay. I think so. And I wanted to smoke a joint. So
sounds so familiar.
And I had a bottle of wine.
Nice.
So I lit the joint. And we smoked it and other people came onto the train a little later and they smelled it and they were like, okay, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. And I don't remember the rest of the story.
Sounds like it was a good story.
But it was a damn good story. Oh, and I do remember that when we were approaching like that last stop before you get into Manhattan, where things are going to be normal again. Everybody like snuffed shit out.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. Everyone better that there was like a line, like a literal line where you can no longer cross the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though it's 2 a.m., shit's going to be like normal now. So that last stop before you get into Manhattan, everyone was stuffing their shit out and putting their things away because people like pulled out. Someone had a bottle of whiskey and
someone's shooting heroin.
Someone did some graffiti.
Like ours, there was graffiti.
Maybe that I'm confusing the two.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever. Liberating trains.
That's amazing. Liberating trains since what year was that?
Liberating trains since 2013.
Liberating trains since 2013. Arts
might not be the year, well, but let's just
say I don't know when ours was, and I was there.
It's 2013. 8 minutes left. Here's the stuff we didn't get to.
So many things.
So maybe we'll get to some of it. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman of New York. You know about him. You don't know about him?
No, but I do. Man found trying to have sex with a police car with an exhaust. What? What? No, what does he do?
The New York Attorney General. No. Right here, local. Yeah. You don't know this.
No.
He resigned because four women came forward and said that he had non-consensual. He like beat them during sex.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, this does.
Now, this is the same attorney general who was at the forefront of the Me Too movement, who has done so much in his political life for women's rights. And in his personal life, he beats them.
Oh. And it's true? It's definitely true?
Well, two of them went to the hospital.
That's pretty fucking true.
Like, and he claimed that it was like consensual role play, but
no.
Consensual role play is safe, sane, consensual. If two people are going to the hospital, you don't got the safe, and then you don't got the sane.
One,
so you probably
okay,
don't
maybe.
Got the consensual.
One, maybe.
Right.
Because I've definitely heard about people having sex and going to the ER.
Mm-hmm. Sure. There's a whole TV series, yeah. Sex Sent Me to the ER.
But what were the two things? Like, what was wrong with both of those people? Was it like a glass bottle stuck in the cooch? Because I could see how that could happen twice.
No, strangulation and smacking around and that kind of stuff.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Wait. Strangulation in both situations?
And this guy, Eric Schneiderman, he introduced legislation to make strangulation, to impose greater penalties on strangulation. From, you know, sexual stuff and non-sexual stuff. So he might and should be prosecuted with his own goddamn law. That's the guy. She just pulled him up. That's the guy.
Oh, what a creep.
I know. And it's like, why don't we just...
When is this sex tape going to drop?
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding. Why don't we what?
Why doesn't he just go with women who are into that kind of stuff and actually be safe, sane, and consensual? There are plenty of women that are into things and there's plenty of knowledge and research out
there.
Those
are not the eyes of a sane man.
God.
Go on. No, I'm sure he's finding people who are into it. No.
No.
Like at all?
At all. Well, maybe he has found some that are into it, but the four women that came forward were women who were not into it, and he just sprung it on them while he was boning them.
Oh, he just like punched them.
Yeah.
Damn. And they're, wow. That's fucking nuts.
I know.
This is his last girlfriend. Oh, no, this is 2015. They're talking about they broke up, but there's nothing leaked about punching yet. But look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Other things that we didn't get to, I was going to introduce our listeners that haven't heard of Richard Hell and the Voidoids to Blank Generation and Betrayal Takes Two. Maybe we'll do that next week. Napping While Black.
Yeah.
Have you read about that?
I did.
Well, let's just say this woman, Sarah Brash, is an ass.
Is that her name?
Yeah. She's the one that called the police because an African-American woman was napping in a Yale library.
Yeah, I don't get it. What the fuck is going on?
Incel, the involuntarily celibate.
Yeah, that's assholes who can't get laid.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, let's call ourselves incel.
We don't have to do any more material on that than that. Those are assholes that can't get laid.
Oh, I know why Melania is copying Michelle.
What's that?
I know why Melania is copying Michelle.
Let's hear it.
Because as her husband's trying to erase an entire legacy, she's preserving it by pretending it's what she said.
Okay.
So I think she's actually a genius and not a plagiarist.
Stormy Daniels paid to stomp on Cheetos.
Stormy Leather.
2008 Iron Man suit stolen.
What?
Yeah, the original Iron Man suit was stolen. It's worth $320,000.
And it's hiding in your second bedroom.
But it's only worth that if it's acquired legally. What the fuck are you going to do with an Iron Man suit that you stole?
Wear a fucking Iron Man suit that I stole when I make pancakes.
When I make pancakes. Like,
what don't
Florida
you do in
Florida woman
that?
Calls 911 to get beer. WWE gets restraining order against poop smearing guy.
What? Wait, what? This is a new poop story.
Yeah, I know.
What is this poop guy?
I sent it to you. You can read it
on
your
TMZ?
Own. No Poets in Utopia. I really want to tell you what that's about. I'm coming home from the twins' birthday party. My niece and nephew, they just turned 8. And I go down Minetta Lane, and there's this like pop-up store. I hope it's a pop-up store. I hope it's not permanent. And I go in, and it's like a bunch of crappy shit. And there's a T-shirt that says No Poets, and then in parentheses, In Utopia. White T-shirt, black lettering. Do you know how much they were asking for it?
$150.
$105.
I'm not bad, but I
You're
went over.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
And what was this? Where was this? Why? Was
on on Minetta Lane.
And what did it say?
Beautiful, beautiful.
No Poets?
Yeah, No Poets, and then In Utopia in parentheses. What the fuck does that mean?
And it was like, was it like stretchy, ripped up?
No.
Just a fucking T-shirt?
Just a fucking T-shirt.
Like a regular, not even a long?
Yeah, like a regular. Folks, please go to survivorsagainstcesta.org and support them. They are the people that are at the forefront of giving you information because there's a war on sex workers right now, and someone's got to speak for them. I'd like to speak for them. Go to faceboy.com just for funsies and to see what I've been doing. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Thank your face, girl.
Thank your face, boys.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Check out FreeDariusNow.com. Shut up. FreeDariusNow.com. There's a bug on you.
Bug!
Bug!